presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman.
And now, Superman. Superman walks the earth and mingles with men as mild, spectacled Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. As our story opens today, Superman, in his character of Clark Kent, has just telephoned his story of the North Star Mine to his editor, Perry White. White offers his congratulations and also gives Kent a bit of welcome news. Listen.
I'm all finished out here, Mr. White.
Nice work. Kent, you did a good job with that North Star Mine story. Now, I've got a little surprise for you.
Surprise?
Ever hear of San Miguel Penitentiary? It's a model prison near where you are.
San Miguel? Sure, I've heard of it. So have you, don't you remember?
Remember what?
Well, that's where they sent the Wolf and Kino. The two fellows who tried to wreck that train, the Silver Clipper?
Say, that's right. The Wolf and Kino. Well, if you see them, give them my regards.
Now, what's the idea, Mr. White?
Well, just this, Kent. We've sent Lois Lane out to San Miguel to do a feature story on the modern penitentiary. She's out there now. Join her and bring her back with you. You'll be company for one another.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mr. White.
Forget it. Have a good trip, Kent. Bye.
Goodbye, Mr. White. Operator. Hello, operator. Is there a garage in town where I can rent a car? Yes. Kennedy's? Okay, please connect me.
Hiring a car, Clark Kent heads out at once on the dusty road to San Miguel, 50 miles away. Meanwhile, in the prison itself, a strange unrest has taken possession of the men within the walls. All unknowing, the authorities escort Lois Lane on a tour of the prison. But even as Lois looks down from a window of the warden's office, two men fall casually into step in the exercise yard below. One is Kino. The other, the dark, sinister figure we have come to know as the Wolf.
All right, Kino. Just keep on walking. Not too fast and not too slow.
We can tuck around the corner of the steam plant, boss.
No. Better stay out in plain sight. Get this now, Kino. The break is set for today.
What time?
After supper in the dining hall. It's all arranged.
Hey, boss, what about the tunnel?
Keep quiet about the tunnel, Kino. You want to bring Tom, Dick, and Harry in on this?
All right. How far along is it?
Almost done. And so far, no one suspects a thing.
How could they when it's being drilled from the outside? That's what it means to have a guy like the Yellow Mask on your side.
Quiet. Here's a guard.
Keep moving there. No hanging around in the corners. Come on there, move. You're out here for exercise.
I knew the Mask would spring us sooner or later.
Yeah, it's about time, Kino. He's left us alone far too long.
But what do you care if he gets us out now?
My friend, there'll be a settlement between me and the Mask. I should never have gone to jail at all.
Now, he knows what he's doing, boss. And if you know what's good for you, just take what comes and don't tangle with him.
Don't worry, Kino. If he can use me, I can use him. I'll let him get us out of here, and then we'll see.
Well, what else, boss? They're going to ring the bell right away.
Remember what I say, Kino. Right after supper, before we've marched out, there'll be a disturbance. I've attended to that.
Who's in on it?
All the men we need. Most of them will head for the gates. I've arranged that, too. But you and I and a few more will rush the steam plant.
Well, what's that for?
Well, for one thing, it's close to the walls. For another... Never mind now. There goes the bell.
Hey, boss. Look up there in the window of the warden's office. Hey, what's that Jane doing?
Oh, yes. I understand she's writing up the prison for a newspaper, Kino. Well, if she stays till supper time, she'll have a real story. And that's less than an hour to go.
Less than an hour to go. And all unconscious of the impending prison break, Lois Lane works up the details of her story, while the warden offers every assistance.
Anything else, Miss Lane? You've been at it since early afternoon.
Oh, I'm not nearly finished yet, warden.
Well, you've seen about all there is to see. Aren't you getting hungry?
What time is it?
Very close to supper time.
That's another thing I want to know about. The woman's angle again, warden. What do the men have to eat?
Good, wholesome food, Miss Lane. Nothing fancy, of course.
Could I watch them? See what they get tonight, for instance?
Well, it's more or less what you'll get yourself, Miss Lane, if you'll be my guest.
Oh, warden, that's awfully nice of you, but... Well, would it be against the rules if I watched the prisoners in the dining hall?
Hmm, 6 o'clock dinner. Half past five now. I'll tell you what. How would you like to see the infirmary?
Oh, fine.
Well, now, there's just about time. And when you get through there, why, I'll drop you off at the dining hall.
Whatever you say, Warden. Shall we start right along?
Time passes. 10 minutes. 20 minutes. A half hour. And suddenly the quiet routine of the prison is broken by frantic bells and the shrieking wail of the siren.
Warden. Warden, they've overpowered the guards in the dining room, barricaded themselves in.
Clancy, quick. Who's the leader?
The Wolf. Some of them are getting ready to crash the main gates. You better call out the militia. Warn the state police by short wave. You'd better hurry, Warden.
Calling state police, cars 5927. Right at San Miguel Prison. Close all roads leading to and from San Miguel. Stop all cars. Close off entire area. Stand by for further orders. I will repeat. Calling state police, cars 5927.
Sirens, state police, militia, all roads blocked off. And meanwhile, Clark Kent in his hired car speeds northward toward San Miguel through a forest of towering pine. Closer, ever closer, and presently a curious sound in the distance comes over the wilderness to his supersensitive ears. The road makes a sudden turn, and in the twilight he sees men in uniform barring his way. A police whistle stabs the quiet.
Call it up, buddy. This is as far as you go.
Oh, what's the matter, officer? Roadblock?
Yeah, block right here. Turn around and head back where you came from.
Why, can't I get through?
Where you bound?
San Miguel. I have a date at the prison.
Yeah, what kind of a date?
Why, I'm a newspaper man. Clark Kent of the Daily Planet.
A reporter, hey? How did you get wind of this so quick?
Wind of what?
Don't give me that stuff. Who told you about the riot at San Miguel?
Riot? When?
Right now, buddy. And we're under orders to stop all cars bound in or out.
Oh, look, officer. I'm sorry, but I've just got to go through.
What's the matter, Def? I said we're stopping all cars. Come to think of it, climb out of that jalopy.
If there's trouble at San Miguel, I just haven't time to stop.
Haven't time? Say, who do you think you're talking to?
I'm sorry. I'd like to stay, but I really can't. So long, officer. If I can't take my car, I'll just make a run for it. See you at San Miguel.
Hey, get that guy, Bill. Chase him. Catch him. Hey, look at him go. Hop on your motorcycle, Doyle.
I'll catch him. He can't play tricks like this on me. Jump in the sidecar.
There he goes, up ahead around that curve.
When I lay my hands on that fresh guy, I'll stretch him out like a rug. Hang on.
You'll be lucky if you even see him, Doyle. He's going like a jackrabbit.
So are we. We'll be hitting 75. My gosh, look. Will you look?
Who is that guy, Doyle? He's leaving us behind like we're standing still. Why, he's flying.
I'm seeing things. I don't believe it. Look, we're doing 75, 80. And he's getting further away every second. Look at him.
Sorry, boys. I'd like to stay and chat, but I can't do it now. If there's trouble at San Miguel, I've got to be there, and be there in a hurry. Up we go. And faster. Faster.
High over the desolate waste, Superman wings his way toward the gray walls and towers of San Miguel, scene of riot and danger. While inside the prison itself, in the offices of the warden.
Hello. Warden speaking.
Why, yes, Colonel, but it looks bad. There's about 100 of them milling about the yard. Well, the rest are in the dining hall with their leader. You'll send 2 companies of militia? Good. Rush them, Colonel. Every moment counts.
Warden, they're going to rush the front gate. They've got a battering ram.
2 companies of militia are on the way.
There won't be time, Warden. You better call the tower, sir. Machine guns will drive them back.
No guns, Clancy. Warn the guards. I can't shoot them down in cold blood. Try tear gas.
Oh, we have, but there's too much wind for gas. Bullets are the only thing.
No, Clancy. Try tear gas again. Drop it from the roof. Now hurry. They're at the gate. Hurry!
Ah, there's the prison. And there's the riot. That state trooper was right. Well, I think it's time Superman took a hand in this before somebody gets hurt. Down. Down.
Down out of the sky hurtles an amazing figure in blue costume and red cloak. Vaults the high wall, appears out of the tear gas smoke as the screaming convicts mass for a concerted rush on the main gates of the prison, carrying a huge timber as a battering ram.
Come on! Come on! Bring up that timber!
All right, we got it.
Grab hold, you guys. It's 20 feet long and 2 feet thick. Come on, let's go.
Hey! Hey, who's that guy? That guy in the red tent. Where'd he come from?
Stop that. Drop that timber.
Rush him. Knock him out of the way.
I said drop that timber. All right. It just means I've got to take it away from
you. Hey, what's he doing? What's the guy?
Hey, he's got the timber. He just snatched it loose. Back. Get back. He's crazy. He's swinging it like a baseball bat. Look out. Run back. Run.
Swinging the huge 20-foot timber like a bamboo cane, Superman clears a space before the main gates and drives the screaming, terror-stricken convict back across the yard and into the cell block, where amazed guards put them swiftly under lock and key. But what of the Wolf and Kino and the handful of convicts still at large? And what of Lois Lane, trapped in the dining hall when the riot broke out? Is she in the clutches of the Wolf? Tune in next time and follow the story. And remember, be sure to tune in the next thrilling installment of the amazing transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.